This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As they conducted a two-month-long impeachment inquiry into the conduct of U.S. President Donald Trump, Democrats considered a range of charges against him, including articles stemming from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation and violations of the Emoluments Clause to the U.S. Constitution. In the end, however, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other top Democratic leaders settled on just two charges, abuse of office and obstruction of justice. We get more from VOA's Catherine Gibson.
Each article of impeachment lays out a reason Democrats say Trump should be removed from office: for abusing the power of his presidency for his own personal gain and preventing Congress from investigating his actions. Trump tweeted Democrats were ignoring the facts. His Republican allies on Capitol Hill said impeachment was an attempt to reverse the 2016 election.
Democrats still cannot get over the fact that the president won the election and they lost.
Polls show about 48% of the American public supports impeaching the president, a rare event in a politically divided country. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Top officials from Canada, Mexico, and the United States signed the trade pact on Tuesday. Robert Lighthizer is the U.S. trade representative.
It is the best trade agreement in history. I think it's going to do the most for manufacturing in this region. It's going to do the most for farmers in this region. It's digital trade and e-commerce provisions are the gold standard.
The signing ceremony took place in Mexico City. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi endorsed that modified North American trade pact Tuesday, declaring it a significant improvement over the original North American Free Trade Agreement and over the first proposal from the White House. More at VOAnews.com.